Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech, Professional Air, with host Travis Thompson.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. speaking this morning with Mr. Travis Thompson of Climatech, a Professional Air, and we are rocking a new song today. Travis, what do you think about it?
How about that? I love that song. That one actually, it's one of those songs that actually takes me to a place in time. You know, I know they've had songs about those kind of songs, but, you know, it was a very cool moment for me. We went down. I got to take my son to the swamp to watch the Gators play. And if you've never been there and heard that song by everybody, it's one of those things. And I've been to, you know, multiple games with multiple other, you know, teams, and they have that moment. You know, I know Florida State's got the intro where the Indian stabs the spear, and that's cool. And Auburn flies the eagle, but to sing that song there was super cool. So it was really neat.
That is so awesome. I love the story behind it. I'm a big Tom Petty fan, and I was an adult before I realized that he's from Gainesville or near there.
That's why that's actually the song kind of originated with him being from Gainesville, and, you know, Don't Back Down, that's they sing that, and when that whole stadium gets into it, wow, it's pretty cool.
That is very cool. I love it. I'm so happy you're here with me this morning. It's you know, it's almost Christmas. We were just talking a little bit a while ago about Christmas shopping. And like you said, like, it's coming. Yep. Ready or not, here it comes.
Be ready or not. It is here and it's coming. That's right. Don't slow down.
And so how are things looking for you in the Climatech of Professional Air world this time of year?
Pretty good, actually. It's still busy, getting actually some cold weather now. So we're definitely seeing calls from that. You know, different heating calls, things of that. We see, you know, having the gas furnaces serviced is kind of a big thing, because we see a lot of service on those when this kind of weather hits, that, you know, if they haven't been used over the course of the summer, you get a lot of things that may or may not be wrong that you don't know till you need it. And when you need it, it's bad.
Yes, I imagine, like, a little late in the game. And I know that's something we've talked about before, about, you know, just sort of seasonally and as things change and thinking ahead, so you're not caught in that moment where, mm-hmm. like, oh, shoot, something's gone wrong. So it's there at this time of year, even if people are gathering small, but still mm-hmm. having people over cooking. I'm thinking mm-hmm. about all the things that happen around this time.
Right.
What's that like for our HVAC systems?
It can be a lot. And actually, this year we may have a cool Christmas. A lot of times it's the other way around. So the thing to keep in mind with that is that, you know, cooking and people, whether it's a large gathering or a smaller one, people and cooking both put off a lot of heat. And a lot of times I think people get behind that and they don't understand that once it gets so hot in the house, it's pretty hard to bring it back the other way. So one thing that people can do, obviously, is have the house a little cooler than you might want it before the gathering starts, because it's going to build heat and people are going to put off heat. And sometimes, especially if we have a warm Christmas, you know, and the house gets hot, it's warm outside, then you're behind the eight ball. You can't get it back down. But even if we have a cool one, you know, you don't want to overheat the house, getting it nice and warm for everybody to get in there, and then everybody's burning up.
Yes, as is the case. And if they're anything like my family, they will let you know.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely. Family has no problem letting people know what they think.
That's right. So what are some of the things that you're seeing now, like for the people who are thinking ahead? Are there some smart moves to be making at this point?
Yeah, I mean, of course, obviously check your filtration system. Even if it's not a normal thing to do right now, if you're fixing to have any kind of get together, you want to check that, make sure that the unit's getting all the air that it can. You know, and we see some odd stuff people don't think about. Like, we had one last night, one of our technicians came in, we had an elderly lady that didn't have heat, and we went through checking it out, realized that her gas had been turned off because she just didn't realize she had to have it, you know. And that sounds crazy, but
yeah,
you know, make sure that if you do have a heating system that requires gas, that the gas has been, you know, on and tested so that everything's good to go. Because it's really bad to go out and find that, because then you have to wait on the gas company. You don't know how long they may take. So make sure your gas is on and operable, that you don't have that problem. And other than that, you know, you want to test your system and make sure that it does work before you absolutely need it, because we see a lot of that on these nights we've got coming up tonight. I think 20s probably inland, and if we've had one cold snap, so probably everybody knows, unless they've moved into a new house since then. But a lot of times we'll see that first cold snap where people just haven't turned it on to know that it worked. So that's always an easy test you can do yourself, is literally just turn it on and make sure it heats up, even if you don't need it right that moment.
And what about, I'm thinking about going back and forth, like you said, this time of year, especially here, it could be, you know, down in the 30s one night, mm-hmm. and then we're getting up into the 70s. Right. Do you recommend just doing it by hand, like just paying attention to how you go? I'm sure it depends on your system.
Yeah, everybody's going to be different with that. I actually love our, you know, the new Wi-Fi thermostats to me have made things so much easier. And people that have even kind of pushed back, once they get them, they really like them. Because the apps on the phone are so much easier to operate than the wall units are. They're just super easy to do. You can do it anywhere, whether you're at work, home, whatever, you can adjust it. You know, the thing I like a lot on our 824 version, our Wi-Fi thermostat we use, has a logging report, so we can actually see how long things have ran, how long it takes to do this or that. And depending on how connected it is, we can see lots of things going on in the system. But, you know, anything like that, if you don't have the Wi-Fi, I do recommend at least a thermostat with an auto changeover, which will go from heat to cool, because we are definitely in a climate that can use that. You can very easily use heat at night and cooling during the day. And if you don't want your house to get out of a range, it's easy to put it in that auto mode and let it go back and forth on its own.
So that's the one, maybe even better than the thermostat war that can take place. Different people come and like, I bumped it up. Well, I bumped that down.
Yep.
Just agree on the range and set it that way.
Yeah.
We have one. We've got one of the digital or the Wi-Fi connected. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Ecobee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I never remember what it's actually called.
Nope.
Are they all like kind of typically about the same, or are there some that are like better for, let's say, like a commercial or a larger unit than the home?
There are some that are more tailored for commercial. That is a different thermostat. Commercial has a couple of settings in it, mainly for ventilation. In a commercial setting, you need the fan to run all the time during the day so that you're constantly bringing in oxygen for a large amount of people, where in a residential, that's not an issue. So that is the difference on a residential commercial. But a lot of them are set up a lot alike. You know, your Nest and Ecobee and things like that are very common ones. The ones we're doing with the 824 is an American Standard stat. And the thing I like about it is it does what those thermostats do, but it also has a gateway built in so that the entire house could be automated from that thermostat. So you can add cameras, door locks, garage door openers, sprinkler system activation. You can do your entire house through one app, as opposed to having 8 apps on your phone for this or that or whatever. So that one I really like because of that. It does open a lot of opportunities for that. But as far as the way they function, the AC system, yes, a lot of the Wi-Fi connectivity is the same there.
That sounds like an ideal situation. I know, what a first world problem, quote unquote, to have. But I'm like, if I could have one app instead of several.
Right.
Especially, you know, the sprinkler system piece is something.
Yeah.
I'm like, set it and don't have to worry about it too much. So that's one of the key differences, is like how extensive is your smart home, basically.
Right.
But like functionality wise,
yep, that's exactly right. There's a lot of things, you know, the Ring doorbell and the Nest and all this stuff. Well, they've all got different apps, and I'm sure some of that stuff can be put together. But ours is designed to take, you know, you can buy the stuff to set everything through one app and have everything on your phone. And then it also does the extra stuff on the air conditioning side, the logging and things like that, that I think it does better than any of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I think that log is so, I'm a look back kind of person. Like, that's why I love our ring, because I can look back and see, like, well, it's way too sensitive. It's like every time someone, the male guy drives, I'm like, okay, no, that's not cause for alarm. But yeah, that logging feature, that's so, it's come so far, don't you think? Like, they just do. All this technology.
It is. I mean, it was just a few years ago that an automated home was thousands and thousands of dollars and a big system that took a lot to do and maintain. And now, I mean, you have the thermostat installed, and the things that add to our thermostat have a button on them that activates it with your thermostat, and you're done. I mean, it's that simple. It's very neat.
It is pretty incredible. And I know that with your team at Climatech, like, you have been in this business, you have been doing this, like you say, you grew up in it, mm-hmm. and you've been doing it for a long time. And I know how important it is to you personally and for your team to stay on that, like, leading edge, the cutting edge, what's changing, what's new. So is there anything as far as this time of year that, like, you haven't seen before? Oh, that's come across your desk?
Well, the newest stuff, I mean, I actually had to reschedule a meeting today. I've got Chris from the office there because I couldn't do both, but we've got a guy that's building an addition, and this was pretty cool to me because he's building the addition for his mother to move in with him, and his mother likes things really warm. Well, the addition's going to have a teenager's room as well as her room, so we're actually doing a mini split with two different air handlers there so she can keep her room as warm as she wants it. The teenager can keep their room as cool as they want it. So that's something that with the new mini split technology has come a long way, and I think that's really become a popular thing. I think we've spoke about it before, you know, doing master bedrooms where master bedrooms could be turned down really cool at night versus the rest of the house not having to be. And the mini splits are something you can add to a conventional system, or the entire house can be mini splits. Either way, this one, he's adding it to a conventional system.
Okay, so that was my next question, was like, okay, if you already got whatever your system is currently in place, that can be an addition, like, above and beyond.
That's right.
Very cool. Well, that's sweet, first of all, that, you know, mom's coming home. And then also looking out for the teenager. Yeah. Like, you're not going to be sweating out of your room.
That would have been a fight for sure.
For sure. And I know we've also talked in the past, Travis, about the timing, like the frequency of having your ductwork inspected and looked at. I think we agreed that when you get your teeth cleaned is also a good time, like the good case,
right.
Twice a year,
that's
something
right.
like that.
Have the system checked, and that's something that should be looked at. You know, with a system maintenance, it's more than just checking the Freon. You do need to periodically check the ductwork, and that doesn't mean you have to get up there and dig through the insulation every 6 months, but it does need a visual inspection to make sure nothing's happening. We find a lot of rodents and things in attics that people may not know are there, but they do damage. So that type thing can go on, along with just your radiant barrier kind of can deteriorate over time on your flex lines. We see that quite a bit, and that's just done by heat in your attic. So there are things that go on up there, even though nothing should be happening in the attic, that need to be looked at. And that's a big, big loss of energy that people just kind of overlook. You know, the system itself can do all it can, but if it's not delivering the air properly and it's not delivering all the air, you're not getting what you paid for.
So that's it. And is this time of the year a good time? I know we've talked about, like, y'all crawling up in the attics in the hot heat of the summer. Would you prefer that people give you a call sooner than the weather catches up?
Well, we would. I mean, it's definitely a lot easier to inspect things, and we actually have quite a bit of duct systems right now going into existing homes because we try to schedule this when our guys are in a cooler condition, because obviously in the middle of the summer, you can't expect them to get up there and stay for very long. They've got to come down and take breaks. So it takes longer. It costs the customer more, this and that. So, yeah, if you have any questions at all about duct system and the way things are working in the house, now's the time to look at them, because it's a whole lot easier for us to look at them and a whole lot easier for us to repair them if we need to. I was just out looking at one yesterday. The guy did an addition to his home, and the addition's not getting any airflow. And the way the ductwork was ran is the problem. Not a big fix, and fixing it now is a great time because we don't want to wait till June and July and then have to get up there and try to fix that.
That's it. And I don't think we've given everyone a chance to know how to get in touch with you. Like, what's the best way to do that if they are like, okay, I'm sold, sign me up.
Sure. Our website is climatechproair.com. You can go there and request services right off the website, or you can call us on our phone number, 850-857-4700.
That's it. And so speaking of which, you know, the Climatech info, we've had some news from the team that y'all have a new jingle.
We do. It's actually kind of exciting to everybody. It seems to work.
So
I'm curious, stuck in your head.
Is this something that we could share with our listeners today, or is this like exclusive Climatech?
No, if we have it, it's good. We can play it. We're fixing to be doing a lot with it, starting, you know, this winter, and we'll be playing it through the spring. So I hope everybody don't get sick of it. I don't want to be, you know, it's one of those things. It's kind of like Baby Sharks, what I tell people.
Oh,
you
my goodness.
Don't want that song in your head, but at the same time, everybody has to know it because it sticks in your head.
That's right. Well, I think if you're okay with it, we could say you heard it here first on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Okay, here we go. This is Climatech 2020 brand new jingle.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling. Call 857-4700. The most trusted heating and air team for air quality and efficiency. Your comfort is priority one. ClimatechProAir.com. Climatech, Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call
857-4700. Wow. You wrote
you like
that.
It?
You wrote that, right, Travis?
No, we did. We had a whole team of us working on it. We really did. And, you know, that was really hard for me to do because we kicked it around for a long time that, hey, we need to do this. And then you start hearing different things. And you're like, no, this and that. And you just kind of beat yourself up trying to find something perfect. But that one just seemed to be very catchy.
I love it.
And it's hopefully it'll just make the phone number stick and people understand. And we'll try to use it, you know, on the intros to commercials and things so we don't wear people out with it. But I'd love for it to stick.
I think that's fantastic because you not only incorporated the phone number, but also the website in a way that rhymes, which I just greatly appreciate. You know, like we hear jingles come and go quite a bit. Like you said, Baby Shark has managed to stick around. but this is because it's not just something in your head for no reason. But you're like, oh, what's that number?
Yeah.
And then you have it. Wow. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Congratulations.
Certain
I think this is a win.
Stick. I hope it does.
In 2020.
I hope so. Trying to make 2021 better.
That's right. That's right. Well, you're already laying the groundwork. So that is so super cool. So stay tuned for more of the Climatech jingle. And if you have a question, we have a few more minutes here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Travis Thompson of Climatech at Professional Air. You can call or text 437-1620. We do have a question, Travis, going back to a conversation we've had in the past about the Remy Halo.
Yep.
And this question, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit, but it's come back up again. Can the Remy Halo remove the COVID virus? Follow up, is there one air purifier that's better than another?
I will say, we were just talking about it this morning. There was an independent study, not by the people that build the Remy Halo, but an independent study that showed it to be, I'm trying to recall this number off my head, but like 99.5% effective at killing the coronavirus. Yes.
Wow.
Very effective. They thought that it would be because it had been already proven by many people to kill viruses very similar to coronavirus, but they couldn't say that until just, I believe, a couple weeks ago we got news that it was official. A third party had done it, and that was what they came back with. So, yes, it is effective. And as far as you know, killing the coronavirus, I would say right now the Remy Halo is the best thing we have to offer for that. Because it actually goes out into the air of the entire house, you know, not just the room that you're in, and it's not just right at the return air. This is actually going out and completely killing the virus in the entire house.
Really pretty amazing.
They are. They're very effective, and it's been, you know, something that was used. This is not something somebody threw together because of coronavirus either. The Remy Halo has been around for a long time. It just so happened that it was already doing the job we needed it to do, and then coronavirus came along, so it is effective. Very much so.
And you know what? I feel like that's an important point, that this was not a reactive, a responsive product. This was something that had been in development, tested, and I'm sure just, you know, iteration after iteration for a long time.
Yeah, there's been years of this light out now, and we've used it for quite some time. I've had one in my house for 7-8 years. So yeah, they've been around. They've been tested.
And then as far as ranking other air purifiers, like you said, this was an objective study. Are there like better sources than others to
go? I haven't seen a ranking. I mean, personally, I for residential use, this is the best thing I've seen. As far as simplicity, effectiveness, cost, I think this is the best thing. There are other filters that do better at removing particulates, you know, actual something floating in the air. But that is not what this thing's designed to do. This thing is designed to purify in a different way. And as far as that goes, I think this is the best one for that. The particulate, actually removing particulates from the air, we do that with electronic cleaners. And that one to me is a very effective one as well. So the Remy Halo is very effective for the coronavirus.
Good to know. Good to know. I don't know. Last time I was saying maybe I could give one as a gift. I'm like, well, maybe in a few years. save the pennies. But I will say, like, in the grand scheme of things, still affordable. Mm-hmm. And like we were saying in the past, you know, you can add it to an existing system. It doesn't require that you've got your home or something to go put it
they
in.
They do very well at odors, too. And that's what we kind of had used them a lot for in the past before this came along, was they do a great job of eliminating pet odors, cooking odors, anything like that. So if that's a different concern, it does all of it.
Well, speaking of odors, another question that we had coming in is, as far as changing filters and just keeping the air clean this time of year, you know, this person is saying, like, is it better to burn candles or to do my oil diffusers? Do you have any thoughts on that as far as air quality goes?
Well, it's hard to say, because both of them, if you could imagine that candle, and these candles are big, and you burn it and burn it and burn it, and that wax goes away. Well, that wax didn't go away. That wax went into the air.
It went somewhere.
Right. It went somewhere. So what's to keep in mind there is that, you know, we've seen it where even heavy candle burners will get wax film on areas where air's trying to sneak around a door. So that waxy film will get in the air. Now, that doesn't mean that your filter won't catch it. It's going to depend on what kind of filter you have. But if that waxy film gets on the coil, that can cause some problems long term, because that makes a sticky area where dust is a lot more likely to stick. It can actually even make the water that's supposed to shed off the coil not completely get down to the bottom of the coil. Then it drips off on your floor and you get little water spots. So I'm not trying to throw, you know, sticks at everybody burning candles, but and a candle here and there, you're probably fine. But the candles and the oil both do diffuse, and I think it's just something to be smart. I think the ones that are the water diffusers with the little drops of oil is probably the best way to go, because that's very little oil to a whole lot of water. So that would be my personal preference, would be to use the water diffusers that have little drops of oil for fragrance. That's probably the least amount of harm to your indoor air quality.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's what I use. Also, least amount of fire hazard. That's something else to consider. But good to know, because I know this time of year is, you know, even if you're not baking cookies, you find the candle that smells so good, or the Christmas tree one or whatever. So,
And there's nothing wrong with that. You just don't want to overdo it. You know, the situations where I've seen it become a problem were people that had a candle lit in every room of the house all the time, kind of thing. So not saying don't burn a candle at all, but if you're going to make a choice, I think the oil diffusers are probably the best way to go.
Love that. Yeah. So if you are, you know, like a tarot card reader or a massage therapist or someone who's got, you know, candles all around the place, just be aware that you might get that waxy film.
There you go. Use a really good filter, but make sure you got enough airflow.
I love that. Well, great questions this morning, and congratulations again on the new jingle,
Thank
Travis.
Thank you. We're
so
excited about it.
So what is happening next as y'all move into the holidays, get ready for the brand new year? What are you excited about?
All of it, really. I mean, I am. It's cool out. I love that. It actually feels like Christmas. I don't like it when we have hot Christmases, because it just doesn't feel like Christmas. So
you and me both.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, we're going to take a little trip, do some camping. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get a new year started, too. Hopefully things will start off a little better.
That's right. Well, they're going to have to. I feel like we're all just willing that into existence.
I think so.
Where do y'all like to camp?
We go to a lot of state parks. We do state parks locally a lot of times, but we've gone Georgia State Park is the one of them. We do Alabama State Parks. They've got two or three that we've been to. And then we do some here in Florida, anything close by.
Oh, how fantastic. Well, I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and thank you so much.
Merry Christmas to you.